We're going to finish our limud now in the Malacha of Chayresh, the Hagdara in Halacha, and begin. We'll be able to begin in a few minutes our discussion of the pnimius of this Malacha in our Avodas Hashem. What does it mean to be Chayresh? What's Charisha in Avodas Hashem? In terms of the Hagdara in Halacha, of course, we could go on and on with each of these Malachas, which I did with Zerayah, but I decided I'm going to try to keep it with each malacha as much as possible to two, three, and then to go on to the second part of the learning. So we saw that there's essentially a machloikis, not as big a machloikis as it seemed initially, but there's a machloikis between the Bavli and Yerushalmi of what's the ikker when it comes to this malacha of charisha, of plowing. What's the ikker? According to the Bavli, the ikker of the malach is the rifuye ara, which means the change that takes place to the ground, to the earth. It's the cheftza of karka, the landscaping of the ground. That's something that doesn't necessarily mean that it's for the purpose of planting, although we saw that even the Bavli accepts that that's a tanai, that's a condition here as well. We're not going to go into there. A lot of inyanim, very much the nagei lemaisa, all the way down to just sweeping up in the house. We're not going into the halacha lemaisa, but the Bavli holds that the ikur is leveling the ground, cleaning it up. We learned that means doing something with the chefs of the karaka to make it a karaka that's usable. That's really the emphasis of the Bavli. Whereas the emphasis of the Yerushalmi is preparing it for Zriya, for planting. The classic Harisha, preparing it for planting. We're going to come back to that in a few minutes, when we get to the Pnimius. This machloikis of what's the ikur of Harisha, the earth or the Zriya, the planting. The earth itself or Almanas, for the sake of planting. But at the end last week, I mentioned that I just wanted to cover very quickly an important nekuda in this malacha. The malacha of Harisha can take place in two ways. One is the person himself plowing, which in many parts of the world, places especially where people are very poor, you still have such a thing where a human being ties himself up to a thing and schleps. And he plows himself. Harisha by the person himself. With his greater wealth, you could actually have an animal, and hook the animal up. And then throughout time, a person was going with the behemoth and giving it a knock, and the animal was actually plowing. So the Yerushalmi, it's brought down the Yerushalmi, in Sanhedrin, Dafkin, the seventh paragraph, it's brought down the Yerushalmi, that HaChoresh Aydei Behemoth B'Shabbos Chayv Skila. That if you perform Harisha with the animal, you sit on it, whatever, you set it all up, and you're moving this animal along with the plow, that you're Chayv Skila. That's your Chayv Skila. You're over in the rice, and you're Chayv Skila. So, what comes out from this Yerushalmi might not initially seem to be a big Chiddush, but it is, because one could perhaps think that the only problem here is a problem that you have in general when you're handling with behemoths on Shabbos, which is the problem of mechamer. And mechamer means that you give a knock with a stick to make an animal move, or you yell at it, and you get the animal to do something. It does a malacha because of the person doing something to get this animal to work. So one might think that perhaps what's happening here is the animal is plowing, and you just set it up, and you're sort of aiming it, and you're moving along. So perhaps it's mechamer. Mechamer is a lav ba'alma. You're not chayv skila on mechamer. So it's a leisesai, and it's also a very big discussion. Halach, we're not going into that now, but it's certainly not. There's no chayv skila. It's not one of the lamethes malachis to be mechamer, to give the animal a knock or to yell at it and it does something. A malacha, that's not a malacha d'maisa. But the Yerushalmi's chiddush is that if you chayrish with the behema on Shabbos, you chayv skil, that's on Elvis, it's the malacha of chayrish. And there's Mises Bezdin. And we see that, according to Yerushalmi, when you use an animal for Harisha, it's Kilo, you're doing it yourself. It's Kilo, you're doing it yourself. And therefore, you have Kilo. So I'll read to you the Ramban. The Ramban, in his Chedushim Shabbos Kufnut Gimel Amud Beis, the Ramban says the following. Listen to the sentence in the Ramban. He says very clearly, HaChorish Bebehema, a person who's Chorish with an animal, who noisen Allah ol. That means you connect the ol, you connect the plow to the animal. And you control the animal. You control the animal, and mainly you control the plowing. And the animal is in your rishus. You have control over the animal. And the Ramban writes that this entire malacha is al shem ha'odim, is man's malacha, even though the animal is the one that's plowing. But it's called al shem ha'odim hi, ubohi teluya, because this malacha, this harisha, is entirely dependent upon the person using the animal to plow. Veina behema ela kli biad uman. The behema is only an extension of the person in such a case. It's like a kli, you're cutting something with a scissor. You're tearing something with a scissor. You're doing a malacha with a kli. So the Ramban says that harisha with an animal is like any malacha with a kli. The kli, the thing is just an extension, the harisha is just an extension of the behema, of the man rather, of the person. So it's kli biaduman. Ve'ena doyma l'machamer. The Ramban says very clearly, this is not like machamer, where you yell at the animal and it does some malacha. Where you trained it, let's say. You trained the animal and it does a malacha. It's not like mechamer. Or you give it a knack. It's not like mechamer. Ve'enu doyma l'mechamer. Sha'behema hi holeches l'nafsha. The behema is holeches l'nafsha. It's not being driven. It's holeches l'nafsha. Either it was trained or it's afraid or whatever it is. But the behema is holeches l'atzma. It's going. It just has a hisurus ma'at min ha'mechamer. It says that the mechamer, the person was ma'ur the behema with a scream or the knack. But it's not the same thing as driving the plow. The Ramban says that. So therefore, it's chorish. This is how to understand the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, that this is charesh midaraisa, and that it's keili yucharesh, it's keili yucharesh yourself. It's keili yucharesh yourself. The Chazanis adds to this, that kach darke shel malacha, this is the normal way of the malacha, not only a man plowing, but from the beginning, the normal way of the malacha was also using an animal to plow. It says, "Kach darka shel hamalacha," is that it's done in such a way. Now, what the Chazanish does with this is that I mentioned this at the end last week, that he extends this into the issue of modern technology, which already back in the days of the Chazanish was not so long ago. That back in the in those years of the 40s, the 50s, and so on, they already were developing electronic ways of doing this, and the Chazanish talks about this. And he says that not only if you press the button on the thing to get it to plow, but even if you put it on a Shabbos clock, even if you set it on a clock and you walk away and you marvis sedra or something and you put this thing onto a Shabbos clock, the Chazanis says, you asked a non-Jew to get it going, so the Chazanis says. He set this thing up in such a way where the machine is set up to electronically to go and to plow that section of the field, and you set it up. So the Chazanish writes, even though you're not touching the plow itself, you just press the button. You're not touching it itself, or you set it on the clock. You ask the non-Jew to do it. Zehu melechas charisha, v'chayev lechatas, and that's the melacha of charisha. If you do it b'meizah with asura, you chayev misan. If you do it b'shoigig, you chayev chatas. And the svar of the chazanish is the same thing. Kachi darkos melacha zu. It's not mechamer. This is the mahalach. This is how a person performs the melacha of charisha. Okay, that's the basic introduction. Adkan, with the basic introduction to the hakadorah and halacha of how we are to view charisha v'idach zil gemara, as far as all the halachas and how they are applied in the field and in the house. That's in this form. Whether you prefer Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Ben Ish Chai, Shmir Shabbos Gilchus, whatever you like, we're not going into that right now. What you have, I hope that you I know Moshe David sent it out this morning. You have a Torah, or part of a Torah, from the Tal Leichayim, from Reuven Sasson. We were zoche to have two volumes from that wonderful Talmud Chacham, two volumes on the Lamedes Melachos, which has halacha and machshava. And we're going to come back to, after we do this piece, we're going to learn a little bit from outside other things, and then we'll come back to some other pieces from the Talichai. But here, Reb Ruvain goes into this machlekes that we learned regarding the underlying gedder of chayresh. Is it refuye ara? Is it improving the land? Is it changing the heft of the karka? Or is it completely just a way to enable one to seed, to sow, to plant? So he says a very, very beautiful yesod over here. Agav hadvarim royal tzayin davar masok. Something very sweet. Hine re'inu she'inyin acharisha hipulu b'b'chines hanukva. We're going to learn a lot about this. That charisha is something that is taking place to the karka, to the ground. That the karka is being prepared to receive the zera, the seed. And this inyin is the inyin of the nukva, the nekeva, of the female. Esther karka olam, we spoke about that. And the inyin of is that she is a clay kibble to be able to receive that hashpa from her husband. And from that, there are peiros, there are children. That's the mahalach of the malacha of charisha. And there's a very deep remez with Esther Malkim, ha-charesh ta-charishi, which Mordechai said to him, ha-charesh ta-charishi. We'll get to that, Mr. Shem. The meaning of silence and being passive. We'll talk about that, Mr. Shem. But over here, l'inyaneinu, we know that there's a machlokes rishonim that, as we learn, goes back to the Bavli and Yerushalmi regarding the mahus, the essence, the nature of this malacha. The kayomesh tei efsharius b'hagdoris meleches charisha. There are two possible ways of being magdir, of defining charisha. V'shtei efsharius elu muvos b'divrei Ramban that are brought down in the Chiddush Ramban kuf yud aleph. Ha'achasi, the first. He achanis akarka lizria. The emphasis of the Yerushalmi. Achanis akarka lizria, preparing the karka for planting. So, vahashnia, and the second is yifui shel hakarka, the betterment or improving upon the landscape itself, the earth. It's not davke the inyan of zria. We spoke about last week, there could be that's a t'nai, even according to the Bavli, but the ikkar malacha is rufuye ara, yifui hakarka, hanoris hakarka, some call it. Av shein ameichel nizviya, even if it's not for the sake of preparing for planting, even if it's to put down a basketball court, to put down the cement, you're getting the field leveled and ready. Behind them. It's clear, everybody agrees, that if a person plows for the purpose of Zriya, of planting, Sho'ev HaMalacha's Chayrish. That's, everybody agrees that you're over on the Malacha of Chayrish. Ulam, Mahadin, however, the Machlokes is, and the question is, and that's what we were talking about the past 2 weeks, Mahadin B'misho Chayrish K'deliapas is a Karak. What is the din if you just Chayrish in order to make to take away the rocks? Remember we were talking about a rocky terrain. You can't plant anything in this place. It's all rocks. 10 feet down, it's rocks. But you want to make it so you could build a house, you could put something to play. So you're making it nice. It shouldn't be dangerous. You're making it nice. Here's where it gets complicated, because it's what? K'dei liyafas is a karka. You're just making the karka nicer or better. K'goin shem yashvas adam k'dei laniach ala shulchan o kisei. You want to eat outside. You can't eat over there. The table is not going to... It's going to wobble, or the chair, you can't, because it's not straight. So you just want to make it nice, so you can put down a chair or a table. Or you can't really stand there for davening, because there are rocks and there are boulders. So you just want to make it nice, so you can daven. So here's where it gets interesting, because here you're making a tikkun in the chefs of the karka, right? Without the intention to plant. The davar zeh machlokes b'rishayim b'sugyas ha-gemara. That's machlokes b'sugyas ha-gemara. Yeshar mishum malachas chayrish he davke b'achan l'zviya. There are those who say that chayrish midaraisa yishvichayv midaraisa. Yishvichayv midaraisa. It's davke b'achan l'zviya if you're preparing it for planting. Yeshar mishum malachas chayrish he called yifui shel hakarka that you be chayv midaraisa even if it's not amanas l'zroa. Even if it's just yifui shel karka, you would be chayv midaraisa. V'hinei, im nes b'ayni b'nim shel haruchni. So let's try to understand this machlokes ruchni is. Soy tikkun hanukva, the chavisha is the sod, is the secret, the mystery of the side that's called the nekeva, the feminine side of creation, of life. Shebechinas karka v'sada. Like we learned, karka, estes karka arlum. That the woman is passive, and there's a zviya that takes place, and the woman is makabel the zera. Shebechinas karka v'sada. Right? They even call it in English, Mother Earth. There's such a lashon, Mother Earth. It's understood as a nekeva. That's makabel the zera. Efshe shushneet stodim halalu, heim lamayse bechinas machlekes b'she'elas ha'erach ha'atzmi shel hanukva. This brings us to the question of the erech ha'atzmi, or that side that's called the nukva. What does that mean? Erech, what's the inherent value of the nukva? It doesn't mean of our wives and daughters, you know. But it applies to that as well. But on a deeper level in creation, listen to what he says. And in our Avodas Hashem, fine. Shem yesh bechinas erech atzmi benukva. If there is a bechinas erech atzmi benukva, if there is an inherent, independent erech value in the nekeva, in the karka, hini etzam atikin va'yifu shel hanukva, afa bishan amakavin kedei lekabel zashef emeat chura. Even though it's not with the intention that anything should grow here, that anything should essentially be accomplished or changed. You'll see the example in a second. Hine says hine ze atzmai. Next page, melacha v'tikun. That itself would be considered. If we say that charisha, the ikar of charisha is yifu hakarka of the nekeva, of the etzen, of the cheftza of the karka of the nekeva, then that would be that. Then anything that any act of charisha, we'll see what that is in Avodas Hashem. Any act of charisha would be of itself would be already. A significant ma'isa. Yifui karka. Ma'ashen ken le'or ha'soivim she'ein meleches chareish ela ba'achanes karka le'zviya. But if you hold like the Yerushalmi, that chareish is only what? Is ha'achanes ha'karka le'zviya, is that you're preparing it for zviya, for planting. Then it seems that the only inyan of the nekeva is to bring forth the shefa that comes from the zacher. And that's it. Hine ena malacha v'ena tikkun klal. That's not called a tikkun. It's not called a malacha, which means it's not called a tikkun. A tikkun is only when it's for the purpose of bringing forth payers. But if it's not going to bring forth payers, if it's not almanas lizroa, then that's not called tikkun. It's not called a tikkun for, and it's not called a malacha. Now, what does that mean in avoda? So it's like also is a few hours worth, but just in this paragraph, we'll try to finish now. This raises a huge question in our Avodas Hashem. In Yoni HaChol Mitzad Atzma, what does that mean? Anything that's needed for a person to be able to improve his life in this world. So sleeping. Sleeping, eating, playing ball, well, things that are exercising, all of these things, which are unquestionably, it improves the quality of a person's life in this world. A little time off, a little break, a spazier in the park, whatever. Stam. Sleeping itself, again, I'm not talking, not going to Arizal and all kinds of madrigas, and pshitas. Sleeping itself is not an inyan muvhak shel avodas Hashem. Sleeping itself is not an act. Again, I know the Baal Shem Tov and everything is simple. Sleeping itself is not a mitzvah. It's not an act of avodas Hashem. Throwing a ball around itself is not an act of avodas Hashem. She'enim inyan muvhak shel avodas Hashem. But certainly sleeping can help you with your davening and learning. And playing some ball could help you with your Avodas Hashem, no question. Taking a little bit of a break helps you with Avodas Hashem. The Gemara Brachos, that there are three things in particular that cause an expansiveness of a person's consciousness and so on. Elaine Dirana, to live in a nice house, to have a comfortable environment to live in, a nice place. V'ishana, to have an attractive, nice wife. V'kelim noim, to have nice things, nice possessions. Say that Dirana and Ishana and kelim noim have no real inherent significance in Yiddishkeit or Avodas Hashem. It's a hechatimsa that's machiv and daita shalom, but they of themselves are not in yonim avodas Hashem. Shu inyan yoifi v'seida noro mesukan. To have a life that is yafeh, pleasant. Which again, enough sleep, enough to eat, enough exercise, nice house, nice wife, nice things. It's yifui ara. The karka itself is a chevtza that depends on what you make of it, and there's no question that ashamarchiv daita shlodim liasni nuach shalev, that these things and other things as well, exercise and all of these things, bring certain comfort and tranquility to a person's life. V'yuchal labris Hashem b'simcha, and they enable a person to do his avodas Hashem b'simcha. They themselves are not inherently acts of avodas Hashem. It's not an act of avodas Hashem. Taking a layup, you know, it's not an act of avodas Hashem. You know, turning over on your pillow, or doing a couple laps in the pool. It's not an act of avodas Hashem inherently. There's no shem yichud, and there's no cheftza of kedusha. There's no inyan here that there's any kedusha in the pool, in the basketball court, or in this nice apartment or whatever. Ela inyanim chulin. These are inyanim of chol, the chulin, plain. However, if a Jew uses these things, like the Gemara is saying, if a Jew uses these things in the right way,
Avodas Hashem. Then they bring to this expansiveness. Like Rabbi would tell a joke before the shiur would start. It opens up the mind and opens up the heart. Is there an inherent value in telling a good joke? As much as people might think there is, there's not. It's not. It's not. But it's marachiv da'at shalom. For Avodas Hashem. So this is the question, and here's the machlokes regarding all of these things in life, all of these pleasant things in life that are not inherently dvarim shebekedusha. How do we look at them? What are they? Do they have significance? Is there a tikkun that takes place as when one is doing these things? Is the mice itself a tikkun? Does it have meaning in terms of one's avodas Hashem? Not just a hechet timsa or a heksha. Is the maisi itself a maisi that's called a tikkun? With all that implies of what a tikkun is. Of course, the Baal Shem HaKadosh put this up to a very high place. Is this itself a tikkun of avodas Hashem? Im kol ha'imitzayim ma'ilu ma'chol. Shemachivim da'ita shaladim. All of these things from inyanim of chol, regular things in life, that bring to our chavis adas. The Gemara gave three examples, but there are many other things that our chavis adas. Uma'af shirim loy labadis Hashem b'simcha, and help a person to be an oved Hashem b'simcha. Heim heim chelik ma'avadis Hashem alo. Are they actually a chelik ma'avadis Hashem, or are they outside of the perimeters of one's? The outside the world of Avodas Hashem, it's just that it's mutter to do these things al menas lizroa, or is it just mutter to do these things because it's an unfortunate byproduct of physical life and the weaknesses of a human being? So it's mutter to do these things. Be careful that it should be done l'shem shamayim. Vayna. There's no question that if a person is plowing for the purpose of planting, which means he goes to sleep with the kavana, with the intention of getting up and being fresh to learn, and that's what he does. Obviously, he plows the karka. Karka is just a power of a thing. The chetz of karka. But he plows this karka. He goes to sleep. What? Almanas lizroa, for the purpose of planting another Gemara, another Rashi, another Tosfos. He's plowing in order to plant, to grow fruits and trees. Or a person is eating like a Jew should eat on the highest level. What? He's eating with the kavana, with the intention. He's plowing. He's doing something to the karka, to the body, to life, to the earth, for the sake of planting, which is a little matar to learn. That's mamish, like preparing the ground for planting. That's the din of Charisha, Almanas Lizroa. He's preparing himself to be Makabal the Or. The Nekeva prepares herself to be Makabal the Zer, to be Makabal the Or. So one is preparing one's body through exercise, through sleep, to be. For what? To be makabel the or of a black gemara, of davening, of avodas Hashem. But the holy need is to make a clay kibble. The holy need of Charisha is to make the earth a clay kibble, and a keva, a clay kibble to be makabel what? The zera, that there should be fruit. So when you're sleeping to have kaiches to learn, it's obvious here that you're chayrish al manas d'zera. But what about when it comes to Gemara's talking about? What about when it comes to these things like a diranah, like a nice, having a nice house, or an attractive wife, or kelim noim? Shouldn't shurachim b'efin yashir b'shvil ha'or? It's not a necessity like sleep, or exercise, or whatever, or eating rather. That there should be in order to make yourself mukhshar, to be a clay kibble for the or. It's just as a yifui of the karaka of Olam Hazeh in your life. But that yifui ha-karaka, that hana that you're having, is something which, as we learned last week also, it ultimately is also bears fruit, ultimately.
But indirectly, it gives the person koyach la'avodas Hashem. Im heim chelik me'avodas Hashem, or lo? Are these things called a chelik me'avodas Hashem or not? Is that called a chelik me'avodas Hashem or not? Heim nagder esam kimelechas charisha. Do we define this as the melacha of charisha? That's a melacha mamish of charisha. Shinyana tikun hanukva, which is the inyan of the charisha, is tikun hanukva, preparing the ground to be a clay kibble. But is there any inherent value in just preparing the ground la'atzma? Or is it only to plant? Tikun adam, ashema ena melacha ve'en bo shem shel tikun. Or perhaps it's not a melacha and it doesn't have a shem shel tikun. It's mutter, but it's always this feeling of it being a very big b'deved. And it's just mutter, but it's not. It doesn't have a shem, avos Hashem, that it's a tikun. It's not a melacha. That according to the view that holds, and here it's interesting because this is the Bavli we could talk more about, but that we don't have time tonight. That according to the view that says that even yifui karka itself, even if it's shaloh amanas lezroa, just the karka itself, hachavis adas, which has to do with being able to manage in galus, if there's the hachavis adas, that's not necessarily tach for the tachlis of avodas Hashem. It brings a person to a feeling of hachavas adas and simchas alev. Yeshlem chelik together of avodas Hashem. That these acts also have a chelik in the tikkunim that's called avodas Hashem, is the malach of charisha, and it's a tikkun in avodas Hashem. However, according to the view that holds, that no, that the inyan of harish is mamish to be a clay kibble. It's like sleeping or eating, that it's mamish a clay kibble, to be able to receive the zera, to be able to learn at the daven. That's all. In that case, anything which is not directly needed for the zriya, to bear fruit and to plant and to bear fruit, finally kabbal sheva to receive sheva. Ainah begeder shlovas Hashem. It doesn't mean it's also, but it's ainah begeder avodas Hashem. It's not called a tikkun. It's not a geder of avodas Hashem.
Isn't that taller in the person?
It would be taller in the person, and therefore this machlokes between the Rishonim or the Bavli and the Yerushalmi is a machlokes which is misashevus lefi kol ish lefi darka. Each person according to who he is and how he lives. By the tzaddikim, we could say very, very clearly that. That every single thing is b'chol drachah de'ayu mamish. The tzaddik lives. Every single thing is amanas lezra. To the tzaddik, taking a little bit of a walk is the same thing as sleeping or eating, which is mamish, directly correlated to the act of limudat Torah and tefillah. Hashem came with other people where it's once removed. That's the question. Can you bring it into that place of the tzaddik? Yes. And the Hashem HaKadosh made this a centerpiece in avodas Hashem, is to bring everything b'chol drachah de'ayu. It's a big thing in avodas Hashem to do that. And that took the hard-working, simple Jew and gave much more meaning and significance to his life, which we understand, as opposed to living a life of feeling that I spend my whole life, all I do as I spend an hour a day serving Hashem, and the rest of my life is self-serving, miserable, and meaningless. So this would become much more of a big sugya in the world of the Moshan Kaddish. But we have a lot more charisha that we have to do in order to get to the bottom of this. And we'll continue Be'ez Hashem next time.